Work could get underway early next year on 11 projects intended to keep toxic algae blooms from growing in Lake Coeur d'Alene and the waterways that feed into it. The Coeur d'Alene Basin Advisory Group voted Friday to authorize the projects. Lake Coeur d'Alene has so far avoided major outbreaks of toxic algae, and Governor Brad Little wants to keep it that way. In August, he authorized the state to spend up to $2 million to remove phosphorus, the main ingredient that leads to algae growth. This week, an advisory committee selected 11 projects out of 40 that were submitted, says Dan McCracken, the regional administrator for the State Department of Environmental Quality.
All the projects were underwent a technical evaluation to estimate how much phosphorus would be reduced from the lake if that project were to be implemented. Then we were also looking at kind of the cost effectiveness, so kind of the cost per pound of phosphorus reduced.
The winning projects will take place in all parts of the basin, from tributaries downstream to the lake itself. Phosphorus removal can begin as early as next spring and wrap up by the end of 2023. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.